After this, the great religious king, Maharaj Yudhisthira, executed the royal power in the kingdom strictly according to the codes and royal principles approved by his uncle and confirmed by Lord Sri Krishna. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Maharaj Yudhisthira was not a mere tax collector. He was always conscious of his duty as a king, which is no less than that of a father or spiritual master. The king is to see to the welfare of the citizens from all angles of social, political, economic, and spiritual upliftment. The king must know that the human life is meant for liberating the encaged soul from the bondage of material conditions, and therefore his duty is to see that the citizens are properly looked after to attain this stage of perfection. Maharaj Yudhisthira followed these principles strictly, as will be seen from the next chapter. Not only did he follow these principles, but he also got approval from his old uncle, who was experienced in political affairs, and that was also confirmed by Lord Krishna, the speaker of the philosophy of Bhagavad Gita. Maharaj Yudhisthira is the ideal monarch, and monarchy under such a trained king like Maharaj Yudhisthira is by far the most superior form of government, superior to modern republics or governments of the people, by the people. The mass of people, especially in the age of Kali, are all born sudras, basically low-born, ill-trained, unfortunate, and badly associated. They themselves do not know the highest perfectional aim of life. Therefore, votes cast by them actually have no value, and thus persons elected by such irresponsible votes cannot be responsible representatives like Maharaj Yudhisthira. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the first canto, ninth chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Passing Away of Bhishma Dev in the Presence of Lord Krishna. Thank you.